Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hello there, listeners. You've reached The Amelia Project. If you're enjoying this series and would like to support our work, please consider becoming a patron from just $2 by visiting ameliapodcast.com and going to support the show. You'll be able to listen ad-free and get to watch a behind-the-scenes video and get early access once we're ready to release Season 5, Part 3. Day 9 is dedicated to our patron Courtney Mays Renson, who will get lobotomized by a cork while trying to open a wine bottle at a business dinner. Courtney will reappear as a seal and dolphin trainer in Rostock. Thanks, Courtney Mays Renson, and thanks to all our patrons who allow us to keep telling stories.
Ooh, what's this? A letter from Dorothy Hollingworth? How the hell did that get here? Ooh, it says urgent. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh. As if this wasn't difficult enough as it is. Ugh. Okay. Oh, come on, Arthur. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. What the? What is?
Hey, what'd you say?
What?
I said your face looks like that cow.
Yeah, you're just jealous of my head.
Oh yeah.
They're supposed to be.
Want to arm wrestle? Yeah.
God.
Come on. No, stop that. Stop. Now focus. Alvina's going to have to settle this one.
Hey, guys. What is going on out there?
Alvina!
I just tried to call you.
Well, I'm not in my office.
So I can see. Why are you not in your office? You're supposed to be in your office.
We need you to settle something.
Okay, this had better be important.
È molto importante. Alvina, which one of us do you think is the most handsome?
What?
Which one of us?
Yes, I heard.
Be honest.
Do you know what's going on out in the hall?
Yeah, it's hard to miss.
I've got to remove partridge poo from the carpet, keep Serge from seducing Juliet, and Romeo from attacking every bird that comes near her. The neighbours have complained about the calling birds, so I need to shut them up or they'll send the police.
We can go around and break some limbs.
Not the neighbours, the birds. We need to shut up the birds.
Oh.
As if all that wasn't enough, there's a new gosling hatching every 5 minutes. I mean, to begin with, I thought it was cute, but their poo is so runny, it's a slipping hazard. Oh, and I really have to change the water in the swan's paddling pool. If the RSPCB saw how mucky it was, we'd be jailed. And while it is nice to have fresh milk in our tea, the hall really isn't adapted for 8 cows and their milkmaids. And in the middle of all that, you come in here and ask me, which one is the most handsome?
Well?
Ah!
It's an important question, Alvina.
Okay. Breathe, Alvina. Breathe. Let me explain this to you. We each had a duty. You were supposed to be in your office coming up with a disappearance. I'm dealing with the gift situation in the hall, and Amelia is stationed on the roof with 9 darts. One for every dancing lady that is about to descend on us.
That's exactly what I've been doing.
What?
Coming up with a disappearance for Dorothy Hollingworth. And I have a plan.
And for this plan, you need to know which one of you is the most handsome?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Why?
We need to know which one of us plays the prince.
The prince?
You see, today's death will be death by mistletoe.
Okay. Explain.
With pleasure. I turn up outside Hollingworth Hall.
No. I turn up outside Hollingworth Hall.
The prince turns up outside Hollingworth Hall, a dapper gentleman, with a bow tie.
Hmm.
Claiming to be the heir of a fairy light empire.
A fairy light empire?
Yes. He is known as the Fairy Prince.
Okay.
He tells Cuthbert Hollingworth that he's looking for a suitable young woman to marry, and he'll determine who will be his future wife by mistletoe.
What?
The prince will kiss all the young women of the house under the mistletoe until he finds the one with the softest lips, the sweetest breath, and the warmest embrace.
Stop right there.
But we haven't even got to the death.
There's no way we're going ahead with this plan.
Why not?
Well, firstly, because it sounds like something from a sexist fairy tale.
Aha! Exactly.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
But it's just the sort of thing that will appeal to Cuthbert Hollingworth. I mean, think about it. He has 12 daughters whom he's keeping under lock and key. He's living a sexist fairy tale.
I suppose.
Also, he's a Christmas bauble billionaire and a shrewd businessman. Imagine the merger of the bauble business and the fairy prince's fairy light empire. He'll be able to wring even more cash out of Christmas.
Okay, so the prince proposes this misguidedly misogynistic way of choosing a bride, mm-hmm. which appeals to Papa Hollingworth.
But the remaining daughters refuse to kiss the visiting prince and be married away.
Oh, good for them!
Except for Dorothy.
Ugh.
Well, she's always been the adventure-seeking one, hasn't she?
Well, yes, but...
And the prince is very handsome.
Ha!
You see, he has a very dashing moustache.
Mm-hmm.
He's as strong as an ox.
He has Gucci shoes and a wicked way with firearms.
Yes. All right. So, Dorothy kisses the prince.
And she instantly drops dead.
What?
An allergic reaction to his lip balm.
Huh.
Yes, Kozlovsky is working on something that will make her break out in a fluorescent rash, but will be totally harmless. The prince, crestfallen and embarrassed, takes her body with him, vowing to give her a worthy funeral. One in which the coffin will be draped in fairy lights.
Bravissimo! Eh? Bravo!
Well, what do you think? Admit it, you're warming to this plan, aren't you?
Okay, even if I was, it wouldn't work.
Why not?
Because of this.
What? A letter? Why, who's it from?
Dorothy Hollingworth.
Dorothy? How did she get that out of Hollingworth Hall and in here?
I have no idea.
Well, what does it say?
Mr. Hollingworth thinks he has fallen victim to a curse. A curse that is picking off his daughters one by one.
Ha! He has.
And he is determined to break the curse.
Oh, how so?
By taking special measures.
What kind of measures?
Not letting Dorothy, Gemma, Lara and Pamela out of his sight, not even for a second. Today they will spend all day and night together in the drawing room, playing board games. He has deactivated the doorbell, and no matter how loud anyone knocks, he will not answer the door.
Yes, well, that does complicate things.
You think? Okay, what are you thinking?
Yes, it is a pity. I worked so hard on Death by Mistletoe.
But?
But onwards and upwards. No use crying over spilled milk. Oh, that reminds me, I tripped over a bucket of milk in the hallway this morning and I'm afraid it spilled all over the...
I'll deal with it. Just
lovely.
Tell me you can come up with an alternative plan.
Yes. Joey, Salvatore, you've been inside Hollingworth Hall. You didn't happen to see what board games the Hollingworths have, did you?
So what's the idea now? Death by board game?
They have a whole shelf of board games in a drawing room.
Scrabble, Dominion, Carcassonne, The Settlers of Catan, Pictionary, Lacrimosa, Guess Who, Monopoly, Cluedo.
Cluedo! Say no more. Death by Cluedo. Yes, that's very fitting, don't you think?
It's topical, I grant you.
It was Professor Plum in the drawing room with the candlestick, Dorothy declares and wins the game. Moments later, she is found sprawled over the drawing room table, a bloody candlestick beside her.
Yeah, but Mr. Hollingworth doesn't leave the room, remember?
Yes, well, we need a distraction.
He's deactivated the doorbell.
I know. We need something bigger.
He won't open the door, no matter what. Dorothy was very insistent about that. Not until the curse is broken.
We don't need him to answer the door. We just need him to leave the room. 1 minute should be enough. We need him to leave the room for 1 minute.
How?
Figure it out, please.
What?
Joey, Salvatore, come with me. We have to get to work. No time to lose.
Wait! You can't just leave? Explain!
New duties. Joey and Salvatore figure out a way to break into Hollingworth Hall. I tell Kozlowski to stop working on the lip balm and whip up a bludgeoned corpse instead. Then I go to the kitchen and put my new blood recipe to the test. In the meantime, you figure out a distraction to get Mr. Hollingworth out of the drawing room.
How the blazes do I do that? Didn't I tell you that I'm using every last ounce of energy wrangling a partridge, 2 turtle doves, 3 French hens, 4 calling birds, 6 geese a-laying, 7 swans a-swimming, and 8 maids a-milking?
You'll think of something, Alvina.
Wait!
What is it now?
I think I have.
What?
Thought of something.
Oh?
That noise out in the hall?
Yes, I know.
What if there was an almighty cacophony outside Hollingworth Hall?
You mean...
Mm-hmm.
You mean the sound of a partridge, 2 turtle doves, 3 French hens, 4 calling birds, 6 geese a-laying, 7 swans a-swimming, and 8 maids a-milking?
That is exactly what I mean. Oh, this is going to be good.
We'll need to squeeze them all in the van.
Well, it would be a good idea to get them out of the office anyway. We don't want the neighbours setting the police on us.
It's a plan.
Just when I thought this couldn't get any more bonkers. Okay, listen up. Patrick, Romeo, Juliet, Serge, Jacques, Françoise, Brunhilde, Ortrude, Fricka, Freya, Woglinde, Wegunde, Flosshilde, Daisy, Magic, Nelly, Dottie, Clarabelle, Bessie, Gertie, Crystal, Muffin, and all the Goslings. We're going on a road trip.
Are you sure taking a partridge, 2 turtle doves, 3 French hens, 4 calling birds, 6 geese a-laying, 7 swans a-swimming, and 8 maids a-milking in a minivan was a good idea?
Yes. We need to create the mother of all distractions. It's the only way to lure Cuthbert out of his board game bunker.
We've arrived.
Right. So, Joey and Salvatore, you crawl through the rose garden to the back of the house, where you can clamber up onto the roof. Once we give you the signal, you slide the bag with the corpse down the chimney and into the drawing room. You've got the corpse, Joey?
Yes, but Clarabelle trampled on it.
Well, it's bludgeoned anyway. It'll be fine.
The two of you slide down the chimney after the corpse, set the scene, then jump out of the window and over the garden wall together with Dorothy. Remember, you only have a minute. You stay hidden in Wickham Woods until we come and pick you up, okay?
Va bene.
Once you two are on the roof, Amelia, Arthur and I herd the animals into the front garden. I'll take care of the partridge, doves, hens and calling birds. Arthur is in charge of the geese and swans.
Yep.
Amelia takes the cows and their milkmaids.
Yep.
Once we see Mr. Hollingworth at the window, we'll give you the signal. 3 flashes of a torch. So... everyone got that?
Got it.
Let's do this. Slight problem.
What?
Hear that?
What's that?
Oh, no.
9 ladies dancing. Oh, just what we need.
How did they find us?
Oh, well. We're here with old MacDonald's farm anyway, so what the hell? The more the merrier, right? I'll go talk to them and get them to join in. They'll add nicely to the racket. Okay, ladies, listen up.
Whoa, what is that smell?
What smell? I can't. Oh, good lord, that smell. Oh, God.
Ugh, I think Nelly just farted.
It's foul. Please, open the door.
Ugh. It's no use. They're circle dancing around the van, and I can't get a word in edgewise.
Well, then we go ahead without them. We have to get out of this van. Nelly just let one rip.
Amelia, didn't you hear me? They're circle dancing around the van.
So?
So there's no way of getting out.
We just push past them, Alvina.
Have you seen their dancing?
No, I... let's see then. Whoa, that is some ferocious dancing.
Right.
Oh, this is ridiculous. We're not letting ourselves be besieged by 9 ladies dancing.
Oh, okay. You go deal with them.
Andiamo, Joey.
No problem. We'll sort this out.
I tried, I really did. But they're dancing like they're possessed. I mean the speed. Round and round and round the van. It made me dizzy just looking at them. Ugh, what's that smell?
I told you, Nelly farted.
Actually, that's a new one, Bessie.
How can you tell?
Nelly's farts smell of fermented fish, Bessie's smell of rotten eggs.
Yep, definitely getting the eggs. Ugh.
Okay, we've definitely spent too long living with livestock.
Whoa! Everything is spinning.
How?
Joey and Salvatore. What happened?
It's impossible.
What?
What's impossible?
We can't get out.
Why not?
They're dancing.
It's too fast.
We tried to break through, but they grabbed our hands.
Made us join the circle and dance round and round the van with them.
Whoa, I'm so dizzy.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, do you want to go out there and try and break their ranks?
No.
Then I suppose all we can do is wait. They have to stop dancing at some point, right?
What time is it?
Ugh, almost midnight.
Are they never going to get tired?
I'm tired.
Joy's sleeping. Joy!
No, let him sleep.
But the plan...
has failed.
What?
We have to accept it. We're not getting Dorothy out of there. Not today. Mr. Hollingworth has won.
Oh, we were doing so well. 12 disappearances in 12 days. I was really starting to think we were going to pull it off.
I'm sorry. I should never have accepted this case.
Oh, look. Salvatore's asleep now, too.
We should all get some shut-eye. Tomorrow is another day.
Tomorrow is another day.
Tomorrow is another...
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.